On this episode of Between Good Podcasts, 2020 Recap. Hey, welcome to Between Good Podcasts, episode 154. This is your host, Mark.
And Kaylee.
How you doing, Kaylee?
Good.
So today, we're doing our annual recap episode of the past year, which it's been an eventful year. Sorry we're a little bit late. We had some technical difficulties that we had to deal with and resulted in a new microphone. So hopefully the audio quality comes out a little bit better.
Yeah.
All right, Kaylee. So these are the questions I'm going to ask everybody else, but you get to start off.
Yay.
What was your favorite and least favorite things about 2020?
My favorite things would be that I got to spend more time with my family.
During quarantine, yeah. Okay. That's a really good one. I think we may hear that
and
again.
And school.
And school.
Yeah, I love school.
Oh, yeah.
Real life school, not online.
Yeah, and you have a special school, right?
Yeah.
Yep. What is it again?
Ballet Academy.
Yep. That's right. It's the Ballet Academy. So what was your least favorite part of 2020?
Having to wear masks and COVID-19.
Yeah, having to wear masks was pretty rough. Mm-hmm. We got used to it after a while, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have some fun masks now, don't you?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like an R2-D2 mask, a Southwest mask, a Harry Potter mask. I have lots of masks.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Kaylee.
You're welcome.
Next up is Jacob. How you doing, Jacob?
I'm doing good.
Good. All right. You know the questions. What was your best and least favorite aspects of 2020?
I'm going to say my favorite parts of 2020 were the games. There were a lot of updates to a lot of my favorite games, and I got to play Jedi Fallen Order, which was fun. And then there was the new Terraria update. That was also fun. And I'm going to say my least favorite part of 2020 was school.
School?
School.
You're doing the virtual option, right?
Yes.
What do you think of that?
At least for me, it is better than going to public school because I can get it done really quick. I'm pretty sure I'm learning more, and gives me more time to do other things when I'm done.
All right. Great.
All right.
Anything else crazy about 2020?
Not really.
All right. Thanks, Jacob.
You're welcome.
All right, and our next co-host is Luke. How you doing, Luke?
I'm doing good.
Good. Glad to hear it. All right. 2020. What was your most favorite and least favorite aspects of this crazy year?
My favorite aspect of this completely normal year is Tabs, a game that I play.
What does Tabs stand for?
Totally Accurate Battle Simulator.
Okay. So it's a battle game.
Yeah.
We might do an episode on that at some point.
It's ragdoll physics. Rated E for everyone. Yeah, it got a nice update that I liked a lot. A lot of big updates this year. And my least favorite aspect of 2020 is, oh yeah, a lot of movies and games got canceled, which I didn't like. That wasn't very cool of you, COVID.
Yeah, that's a great point. There were a lot of movies that got canceled or delayed, and I think that kind of disappointed a lot of folks. One of the other things that got canceled or delayed quite a few times is you're in Boy Scouts, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Scouts BSA, sorry. But all the summer events and a lot of the winter and fall events got canceled. So how many times, coming up on a year now that you've been in BSA, how many times have you actually gone camping?
I only recall doing it once, And it was extremely painful because we had to hike 15 miles.
Oh, you've been camping twice then. Okay, because there was the one on the beach where you went swimming.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah, and then you did your hike. So you've done... So those were the only two camping events that you've been able to do with your scout troop this year. Or that the scout troop has been able to do at all. So that's been kind of wild. Kind of a weird way to start Boy Scouts. All right, thanks, Luke.
You're welcome.
All right, and our last co-host, Kim, how you doing?
Doing all right.
Glad to hear it. So tell me, what do you think about 2020?
Had its ups and downs?
We both lost parents in 2020.
True story. Yeah, my mother passed away in January, so our year started out already a little stressful. We had a child that was struggling in public schools, and we took him out and did some homeschooling in January as well, before that became the norm or the thing to do. And
right. So the homeschool, virtual school thing has been a big part of our lives, especially the second half of the year.
Yeah. Starting in January, we had one. Our middle schooler had been asking to go back to virtual school for about 2 years. He did third grade virtually and very much liked that format. So we'd already decided to put him in virtual school. So we had two of our kids registered already. Then, you know, we finished the semester out virtually like the rest of Florida. And in the fall, when so much was unknown, we opted to keep our four oldest children at home on virtual school, and three of the four of them have stayed virtual and seem to be thriving in that environment.
So, yeah, I lost my dad in August, which, and neither of these were tragic or unexpected. I mean, it was sad, but thankfully it wasn't earlier in the year because by August we were allowed to have a funeral.
Yeah, and we sent some of the children who were able to socially distance. A three-year-old is not able to socially distance among family. And for the safety of everyone, and because I work in high-risk people at the hospital, I opted to stay home with the smaller children, but you were able to go with the bigger kids and see some of the family out there.
COVID has really been the big thing this year.
For everybody.
For everybody.
Worldwide.
Worldwide. And thankfully, we were not impacted as much as others.
You're saying our family did not become ill with the virus?
Right, and we didn't lose jobs or anything.
That is true. We did have some time. You know, your paycheck remained steady throughout. You know, with you not traveling, there was a little bit of lost income through your travel pay. But it wasn't enough that it directly impacted us. And when they eliminated elective procedures at the hospital, they didn't need as much staff, so I was able to spend some time at home and didn't work then. But that ended up being a positive thing, just as everyone was transitioning to being home. And I think overall this year, we've focused more on being together as a family and less on the extracurricular activities we do.
Yeah, we lost some of our family vacations, but I think we made up for it with the quality time at home.
Yeah, I will be ready to get back out there and traveling, though, and doing something outside the house. But we did redo our front yard, planted some gardens, and spent some time outside over the summer.
Got caught up on a lot of projects around the home that I've been meaning to do for quite a while.
And I was been able to spend some time doing little cooking and sewing and crafting projects with the younger kids. So that's been fun.
Luke mentioned that he was bummed that there weren't new movies coming out.
Yeah, I haven't really noticed that. I have enough old movies to watch that.
Yeah, we've revisited some favorites and some TV series as well that have been fun.
And I did enjoy the quiet little Christmas at home, just us. There was no traveling, there was no family or anything. We just hunkered down as a family and watched all of the Star Wars movies in order. You know, for me, I do miss the, was involved in several groups that would get together and have dinners monthly. And I miss that interaction with my colleagues and peers outside the home. You know, we haven't done, have we been to a restaurant since March?
I went once outside of my traveling.
Yeah, you and I went once to the wine store or the wine restaurant just around the corner and we ate.
We had lunch there, yeah.
We had lunch. Date. I think it was just the two of us in the entire restaurant. Take out a couple times, but not that eating out was a big part of our lives, but I miss the professional interaction at night with no children. And it'll be nice to go back to that. I was inducted as a member of the Daughters of American Revolution this year, and it would have been fun to actually go to a meeting and been inducted and given my certificate just because it's kind of a fun, interesting activity not everyone does. And so that was kind of anticlimactic when you get the certificate in the mail.
I started Taekwondo again, and being in the same class as Jacob is a blast now that he's old enough, because before I was in the grown-ups class, he was in the kids class, but he's old enough now that he's considered a Taekwondo grown-up.
Yeah, and I like that you guys are able to do that occasionally. Yeah, all in all, you know, my work has had impact since I work in the hospital and not directly with COVID patients, but COVID patients have complications related to their heart. And so I'm often involved in that aspect of it. And it's been an interesting year of learning and developing new processes and seeing the whole world experience medical knowledge development and how we treat diseases and how it's always changing. I'm very optimistic about the immunizations and hope that most of the world has that vaccine accessible to them and we can end this pandemic.
I picked up guitar again, this time electric guitar on that one that was gifted to us. Learned to read guitar tabs and that opened up a whole new world of music.
That's what you want to call it? Absolutely.
Oh, and that's another family activity because Jacob was jamming on his keyboard. So he's got the keyboard. I got the electric guitar. We were...
Thankfully, we got rid of the drums before that started.
Right. We were just jamming away. Anything else you want to say about 2020?
No. 2020 was a year of change, a year of American innovation. Everyone adapting to new things. It'll be interesting to see where that takes us in 2021. I'm optimistic.
Optimistic. I like it. All right. So if you have any thoughts on 2020, tell us about them at betweengoodpodcast.podomatic.com or leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. That wraps it up for this episode. This has been your host, Mark.
And Kim.
And we're Between Good Podcasts.